Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, and this show is brought to you by Best Irish Drinking Songs. It's a iTunes and Amazon digital only a compilation CD of the best Irish drinking songs. And I'm going to kick it off. Johnny woke with an ache in his head. Bad dreams had made him ill. And he grumbles, he dressed despite his duress as he made his way to the mill. Well, he never wanted to work that day, but the foreman had made himself clear. So Johnny dreamed of the eve to come when he'd drink him beer after beer. Singing, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of my friends. It was a cold morning, went straight to his bones. Oh, he wished that he hadn't smell. Just one fine glass of that stout Guinness would hold him to the end of the trail. Well, his mouth had watered with the thought of ale. By the time he'd arrive, he'd decide that not even death could keep him away from his friends and their favorite dive. They'd sing, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of my friends. Johnny worked hard all day, his mind away drinking alone. And he told his friends of the pledge he made and the fantasy that kept him afloat. Come hell or high water, I'll drink you. Nothing could keep me away. When the day can end, he left the friend. Together they walked and they sang. They sang, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of my friends. On the road they came to a bridge of rope, and there they met the man. With a scythe in his hand and an evil grin, his old death who cut Johnny down. Johnny's friend crossed himself, swore it was the truth, as he told the story to the bar. And they all recalled Johnny's last words, I'll drink come hell or high water. He sang, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of my friends. When the door swung open, a cold wind blew in, and there stood a man unafraid. He called for a beer. They realized when near, it was Johnny come back from the grave. Said, you can keep me away from work, for there's nothing I live for me there. But I told you today of the pledge I made, you can't keep a man from his beer. Oh well, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink it to today's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of my friends. Oh well, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink a toast to day's end. Yes, I'll drink from dusk till dawn, I'll drink to the health of my friends. 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 My name is Mark Gunn, I am the Kelp Father, and I'm doing some special St. Patrick's Day shows for you, and that's what this show is all about. Here you go. Here's a beer. Long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man, the name of Charlie Mops, and he invented a wonderful drink, and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral of salt and or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, tiddly beer. Beer, tiddly beer. The Curtis Bar, the James Pub, on the wall as well. One thing you can be sure of is Charlie's beer they sell. So all you lads and lasses, at 11 o'clock you stop for 5 short seconds. Remember Charlie Mops. A 1, a 2, a 3, 4, 5. Hey! He must have been an admiral of salt and or a king, and to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, he's filled us up with cheer. Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, tiddly beer. Beer, tiddly beer. A
barrel malt, a bushel hop, just stir it with a stick. The kind of lubrication to make your engine tick. 40 pints of wild per day will keep away the quacks. It's only a penny when it's in tax. One, a two, a three, four, five. Hey! He must have been an admiral of salt and or a king. And to his praises we shall always sing. Look what he has done for us, fill us up with cheer. Lord bless Charlie Mops, the man who invented beer, 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 tiddly, beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly, beer, beer, beer. Beer, 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 tiddly, beer, beer, beer. Lord bless Charlie Mops.
All right, here's a, here's one by Tom Laird. About a maid, I'll sing the song. Sing rickety tickety ten. About a maid, I'll sing the song, who did not have her family long. Not only did she do them wrong, she did every one of them in, them in. She did every one of them in. One morning in a fit of pique, sing rickety tickety ten. One morning in a fit of pique, she drowned her father in the creek. Water tasted bad for a week. We hadn't me goo with gin, the gin. We hadn't me goo with gin. Her mother, she could never stand. Sing rickety tickety ten. Her mother, she could never stand. And so the cyanide soup she planned. The mother died with a spoon in her hand. And her face in a hideous grin. A grin. Her face in a hideous grin. Set her sister's hair on fire. Sing rickety tickety tin. She set her sister's hair on fire. And as the smoke and flames rose higher, danced around the funeral pyre, playing a violin, violin, playing a violin. One day she had nothing to do. Sing rickety tickety tin. One day she had nothing to do. So she cut her baby brother in two, served them up in an Irish stew, and invited the neighbors in, in. Invited the neighbors in. Now when at last the police came by, sing rickety tickety ten. And when at last the police came by, these terrible deeds she did not deny. To do so she would have to lie. And lying she knew was a sin, a sin. And lying she knew was a sin. My tragic tale I won't prolong. Sing rickety tickety tin. My tragic tale I won't prolong. And if you did not enjoy the song, yourselves to blame for letting me go on. She'd never have let me in, in. She'd never let me in. Now for those who don't know me, I am a big geek, a Celtic geek. And so, ooh, I have some cool stuff, but, oh, this is what I should show you. So, I'm very happy that I was able to get my daughter to, got all my Star Wars figures back home with me. Unfortunately, accidents happen. Yes, that is Luke Skywalker. He's been beheaded. Just like in Empire Strikes Back. Pretty cool. But only that was, you know, well, dressed as Darth Vader and cut off by the original Luke Skywalker. But I have him too, so you know. Yeah. This is the Jedi Drinking Song prequel. Long time ago, before Vader's sexual peak, I met him there on Tatooine. He drank like he was Greek. His mama said he's been this way since he was only three. Qui-Gon Logs said he's one to fulfill the prophecy. Qui-Gon took young Anakin to Council 4 to see. But Yoda said, afraid am I? Drink irresponsibly. So Qui-Gon told Anakin, watch how I drink it all. And that Jedi Master drank too many sharks of Darth Maul. So drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you drink that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, a Sith at last he'll be. And he made 3PO, cause he'd be a great bartender. And
Cloverfield would be a great bartender. He could mix his million drinks and put you on a bender. With R2-D2 by his side, he had a keg on wheels from Amidala. And drunk and extra force appeal. So drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, it's the last he'll be. I told my master Qui-Gon Jinn, I'd teach that boy to drink no more than just one pint an hour. Said Anakin, that stinks. I'm a dollar like the best when I'm all liquored up. So we use the force to bring around, knock the lassie up. So drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when it finally sobers up, yes, drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when it finally sobers up, then the last he'll be. When we drink, drunk we get. When drunk, we are free of distraction or our minds. When free of distraction, one with the force we got. So drunk, let's get become one with the force. Bring us to the happy hour, such as life. Meanwhile, Chancellor Palpatine needed a new lush. He ordered grog for Anakin, so he'd never sober up. The twins are born, and how I wish that one more thing could be. And all the fans were all quite drunk with Star Wars 1 through 3. So drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, just drink yourself a shot of scotch, then down one pint of beer. Do not think that you can drink that boy under a chair, cause Anakin will slam a beer with a lassie on each knee. And when he finally sobers up, so that song will be out on an album later this spring or summer. I think probably summer. Called Sci-Fi Drinking Songs. I have a whole bunch of sci-fi drinking songs that will be coming soon to a theater near you. This next song is from my album Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion. Heel yo ho, boy, let her go, boy, bring her head round into the weather. Heel yo ho, boy, let her go, boy, sailing homeward to mingle. White the minches, what care we for wind or weather? Let her go, boys, every inch is sailing homeward to England. Looking seaward from the hill.
Thanks so much. I'm going to do one final song, but before I go, I'm going to tell you that Songhinge is back online. Songhinge, for if you don't know what that is the fan club of my music and the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And it is a great service, which every month you get some free Celtic MP3s. And you also get some special bonuses, things from me, and lots of cool stuff. It's a great little service. If you'd like to find out about it, go to songhinge.com. Follow the link in the show notes right down there. And I will be posting some information about it. And, of course, if you sign up before St. Patrick's Day, you will get the new St. Patrick's Day special t-shirt that's exclusive to this year. However, I should point out that I think Sunday the 2nd is the last day that I can ensure that you're going to get it in time for St. Patrick's Day. So, March 2nd, that is your last day. That's tomorrow if you're watching this right now. So go to songhinge.com and sign up. And in the meantime, I'm going to finish up with one final song, one of the great classics of all Irish drinking songs for St. Patrick's Day or any day of the week. This is Whiskey in the Jar.
As I was going over the Buffet Carry Mountains, I met Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol and then produced my rapier, saying, "Send and deliver, for I am a bold deceiver, mushering the manure to my dial. What for the daddy-o, what for the daddy-o, whiskey in the jar." I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for oh, they never can be easy. I'm sure in them a do them a die. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went into my chamber, all morning slumber. I dreamt golden jewels and for sure it was no wonder. Virginia took me charges and she filled them up with water and sent for Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. But sure, ring them a doo dum a dow. But for the daddy-o, but for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. As I was up to travel, the guards were all around me, and likewise Captain Farrell. I first produced the pistol, she stole a rapier, but I couldn't shoot the water, so a prisoner I was taken. Sharing them a do them a dow. Back for the daddy-o, back for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. If anyone could aid me, it's me, brother in the army, and if I can find a station down in Cork or in Killarney, and if they'll come and save me, we'll go roving Nick Kilkenny. And I swear I'll treat better than me darling sporting Jenny. No shirring them a do them a dow. Wet for the daddy-o, wet for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Now some men take light in the drinking and the roving, and others take light in, oh, the gambling and the smoking. But I take light in the juice of the barley, and courting pretty fair maids in the morning, bright and early. I'm shirring them a do them a dow. Wet for the daddy-o, wet for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. I'm shirring them a do them a dow. Wet for the daddy-o, wet for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar.
Thanks so much for watching and listening to this Pub Songs podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, you know, share. Sign up to the YouTube list also. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, markgunn.com/Google+. That will get you there, or, you know, somewhere around here. I forget where. You can sign up straight away. And sign up to my mailing list as well, and you can find out more updates about me and what's going on, because I'm going to have more of these videos coming up, especially right as we move up closer to St. Patrick's Day, and hopefully I'll even get the syncing better up. So if you enjoyed the music, also check out Best Irish Drinking Songs. There's a link in the show notes to some of the Best Irish Drinking Songs, and this is a compilation CD of a lot of drinking songs from many of my albums. So check it out. Talk to you soon. Sláinte.